Well, you're one to talk about changing, because that you're swapping your guitars almost every song.
No, not almost every song. Every song.
Well, every song.
Yeah.
And then you have this, keep in mind I'm not a musician, what looks to me I like this weird contraption of five guitars put together as one.
The five neck, yeah.
Well, I have three of those. One was ridiculous. Three is like, I can't describe it.
That was Cheap Trick on the big interview with Dan Rather last night. Cheap Trick's lead guitarist joins us now. It's Rick Nielsen. Dan Rather didn't really know how to process the five-neck guitar, did he?
Well, now he does, because I've offered it to him to play. We recorded that in June, so he's had a lot of practice since then.
Has he seen a Cheap Trick show? Did you invite him out?
Yeah, of course. But he hasn't showed up yet.
Well, explain to people that are listening right now, Rick, because who have never seen Cheap Trick before, you change out guitars after every single song. And why is that? Is that for a different sound, or is that because you have so many different guitars? Why is it? Or all of the above?
Well, originally I did it because I hated seeing other guitar players. If they break a string or something, they'd have to tune up and, you know, put a string on and, you know, just waste of time. So I did it because of that, because I hit the guitar so hard that I'd knock it out of tune sometimes.
Because I'll go to a show like, I don't know, you name an artist and they have one guitar the entire time. When I see Cheap Trick, it's your guitar tech, like you said, every single song, man, that guy is hustling.
My ex-tech, he used to work for George Benson.
Okay.
And he used to he'd say, here you go, George. Here's your guitar. I'll see you in an hour and a half. and now it's like every 3 minutes, my guy's running around. And so, you know, if you're going to work for me, you're going to work for me.
Right. What is it with Dan Rather? The big interview is such a big thing now. This guy has become an elder statesman. I mean, he had so much credibility as a newsman, but now I feel like he's gone a step above that. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, because he's done his homework. I mean, he's sure he hadn't been to too many Cheap Trick shows, but, you know, he actually said my name right. And, you know, and, yeah, he does his homework.
He does.
And so, he's quite knowledgeable about it. You know, he's got a team of people that help. It's like, he's got to do all this stuff, and it's like there's no retakes or stuff like that. It's just, you know, we sat down, and it was an hour and a half later, we were done.
I love it, man. We're talking with Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. I want to talk to you about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was an announcement about the finalists. Motley Crue is in there, Blink 182, Iron Maiden. These are for the fan poll, where people can go online and vote. Dave Matthews on that list, Cher, Styx, Boston Weezer. I hate the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think they do everything wrong. I think Styx and REO should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Boston, of course, for sure. What's your opinion on this?
Well, they put us in, so I think they're the smartest people on earth.
Well, it took forever to get Chicago in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then finally you guys get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, how does Madonna get in before you?
Alphabetical?
No, it does not work that way. It doesn't.
Oh well, I don't know. I'm not gonna knock it one way or praise it too much, because we're in. I'm not gonna want them to change their mind. You know, it's like do a recall or, you know, impeach us or something like that.
I don't know if any band's ever been impeached from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's a bunch that should.
And Cheap Trick never stops touring. You guys are always on tour, Rick.
We are? Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yes.
I see.
What city are you in tonight? Where are you?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama. When do you get back home? There's a lot of changes in the Rockford area right now.
Are they? Well, what, have I moved out? All right. Cool.
Rockford got a casino.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, maybe I better get back there. I don't gamble, but maybe I should start.
The Hard Rock Casino is coming to Rockford. It's going to be right off I-90. You're not going to be able to miss it. And I'm assuming, and I've read, that maybe this will happen. There's going to be, instead of a Hard Rock guitar, it's going to be one of your big guitars.
Well, I heard that same thing. I heard there was a 110-foot Explorer in checkerboard at the front.
I think that is the greatest thing to happen to Rockford ever.
have a guitar there?
I've talked to the governor, Rick, a half a dozen times. He's been on my show, and we always talk about Rockford, how Rockford doesn't get any respect. Finally, we get a casino, but it's just not a casino. And the fact is that your wife went to bat for this, and to get the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford is a big deal.
Really? Oh, you see my wife? I haven't seen her in a while.
Karen's doing some good work for Rockfordians over there.
Well, great. Yeah, she's a good person.
She is a good person, and she gives back to the community. People have probably asked you over the years, you've never left Rockford, and why is that?
Well, I leave there all the time, but I usually come back.
I mean, you've never moved.
You left Rockford, you know, not me.
I did. I was just there about a week and a half ago. I go back to Rockford all the time.
Yeah, well, I've been around the world, and it's like, it's centrally located, so it's good for getting to the airport, and you know, my family's there, and there's good people there.
Of course.
You know, it's like, there's no great city that's like, it serves all, their, and it's all great. You know, there's good in every place, and usually when I'm there, it's not that good, but, you know, when others are there, I say, you know, I've been there with my parents when growing up, and then as we've been in traveling around the world. I mean, I always had a good place to come back to.
Right, that's home.
And I don't need another job, Pete. So
you don't.
But I'd like the people of the city of Rockford. We could use better employment, and we could use some things that are good for the city, and some interest of this in the city instead of just being. You know, the statistics that we read and see about, it's like, it doesn't really tell the whole story, so.
I agree 100%. Well, they talk about the unemployment, they talk about the crime. Rockford is a good city that has good people, and I love the fact that finally they are getting a landmark casino that people will stop on their way to Wisconsin's people. That is a destination now. You've made Rockford a destination, which I love.
Yeah, it's a good idea, except... Now what am I going to do? I got to get out of town occasionally.
yes, you do.
I do that all the time. Anyhow.
By the way, people can see the big interview with Dan Rather and Cheap Trick on Axis website, or they can pull it up on demand. And by the way, you talked about when you guys were first starting out and how Live at Budokan kind of propelled you to stardom. That's where it really all started.
It continued. Yeah, it started the quote I use in the show too. You know. We made the Budokan famous, and the Budokan made us famous. And it's like nobody really kind of heard of it before. It's like we made it kind of at least a musical household word.
I didn't know what Budokan was. What year was Live at Budokan?
We went there in 78.
Okay.
And, you know, we were basically, around Rockford maybe in Chicago area, and we were sort of semi-known, but that really propelled it for us.
Did you hear about the line in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Damone was selling Cheap Trick tickets? I mean, that's when you become mainstream, when you're in a hit movie like Fast Times that came out in 1982. It's like all the dominoes started to fall that
good.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't pay the rent, but it was pretty cool to be mentioned. It's like there was Cameron Crowe. He liked the band, and we like him.
It absolutely helps.
And I liked the swimming pool scene, too. You know?
Yes, Phoebe Cates, one of the most iconic scenes in all of cinema. You're absolutely right. That's a great one. And Moving in Stereo by the Cars. I mean, I hear that song to this day, Moving in Stereo, takes me right back to Phoebe Cates, the pool scene. You're right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely right. Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. Rick, always great to talk to you. Say hello to Karen.
And thank you for calling. All right. Adios, amigo.
It's 720 WGN.